We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. His eminence was surely this fountainhead of knowledge and wisdom, and all of these various sciences, physical and metaphysical, flowed from his eminence, and he truly pushed the frontiers of knowledge and expanded the knowledge of the people and of humanity, not just for his era, but to eras that were to come after his eminence, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there is a discussion that starts to occur between Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam and Ammar al-Sabati, who is a Nabataean. Now, what's really amazing is that the discussion, when it starts, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam starts to speak in the language of Nabataean. And so Ammar al-Sabati, of course, is a Nabataean. And he really becomes astonished at Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who's speaking in this foreign language. And so during their conversation and their dialogue, all of a sudden Ammar as-Sabati, he says very surprisingly and, you know, amazingly, he's astonished. He says that, "I have not seen any Nabataean person more fluent in the Nabataean language than you are, O Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam." And so this is such an amazing thing, right? First and foremost, His Eminence is speaking to Ammar al-Sabati in the language of Nabataean. Along with that, you know, they're not discussing, for example, you know, the weather. You know, it's sunny today, it's rainy today, it's cloudy today. Whatever Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is speaking about, of course, is very high level physical, metaphysical realities that are being discussed. This is what's happening. And so to do this in a foreign language, of course, is much more difficult, and it is a more complicated manner. And so we find that not only is the discussion happening in a foreign language, but Ammar al-Sabati says that, you know, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam's Nabataean is more fluent and more eloquent than even a native Nabataean. I mean, that is completely amazing. And we see that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam then replies to Ammar al-Sabati and says that, Ammar, not only can I speak Nabataean as fluent or even more fluently than a native Nabataean, but I can also speak all languages with the same fluency and the same eloquence. And such an amazing statement by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, again, showing us the sheer divine knowledge that these divinely appointed imams encompassed. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. So he was born in the 80th year of the Hijrah, and one of the most interesting things about him, in that time frame, there was a lot of political turmoil, a lot of civil war going on. Ja'far al-Sadiq witnessed the end of the Umayyad dynasty and the rise of the Abbasid dynasty. He is alive, he is a full-grown adult at this time frame, and he manages to maneuver through a very, very difficult civil war unscathed. He himself was never jailed. He himself was never in political turmoil. He lived a very wise, astute life in this regard. And in fact, his own uncle, Muhammad al-Baqir's younger brother, paternal uncle, his own uncle led one of the largest revolts against the Umayyad dynasty in his lifetime. Ja'far was a young child. Ja'far was in his 30s. So he's not young. He's a young man. Ja'far was in his 30s. And his uncle leads a revolt. It was the most powerful revolt before the revolt of the Abbasids. The most powerful. And it was very close to being successful. But Ja'far al-Sadiq refused to join. He goes, I don't want to join this. And his uncle, Al al-Bayt as well. And the Al al-Bayts were the most powerful. They had a lot of support. And his uncle called Ja'far, come join. Ja'far said, I'm not going to, it's fine. You do what you want to do, I'm not going to join. Ja'far did not join. And his uncle, his own people, many of them abandoned his uncle, just like that same thing happened to the grandfather, and the Umayyads managed to kill, and they really brutally massacred the army, and they really did a lot of evil things to the body. I mean, you know, they took it out of the ground. It is what it is. That's the way of the world. Always politics is like this, right?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.